Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're with us today because this show is going to be a very sacred and special show for all of us. We are doing a show about Isis, the Queen Mother, as our beautiful guest today just spoke of her. And our guest today is Carmel Glenane, and she is a phenomenal teacher, alchemist, and embodiment of the divine feminine. I'm so excited that she's with us today. For those of you who aren't familiar with Carmel, I wanted to give you a little bit of background about her, and you will just see how special this is, and you will feel such energy. I'm already tingling all over my body, and so this show is not only going to be fun and informative, but I believe very healing for all of us that listen to the show, whether it's live or even 2 years from now in the archives. You will feel this healing presence of Isis. So, our guest today is Carmel Glenane, and she is founder of the Atlantis Rising Mystery School and Healing Center. She has studied esoteric and psychological disciplines since 1975. Carmel is a powerful, interactive, and dynamic motivational speaker, a channeled writer, esoteric teacher, and sought-after healer. Carmel is known for her transformative tours, sacred ceremonies, and powerful vortex gridding around the world in her sacred tour destinations. She has taken people all over the world to Peru, Hawaii, North America, Turkey, India, Bali, Bolivia, several times to Japan, and I believe over 12 Egyptian tours. I don't know what the final count is. We'll find out more from Carmel later, but she is a phenomenal teacher and healer, and she is from all the way in Australia joining us today. Carmel, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to you too, Christina, for giving me this extraordinary opportunity to embody the teachings of our great mother Isis through you, who yourself is a magnificent and divine channel for our great mother. And I'm so grateful, and I'm just going to allow the miracles to create with all of us in this magical space we're in right now, so that we can allow our great mother to speak through us, to be part of our glorious journey in celebrating our divinely feminine lives. So a gratitude and a great joy in being able to allow our great mother to be part of our program this morning. Or this evening in your case.
Right. And we're so glad that you joined us all the way across the pond in Australia. And you are such a beautiful woman. I had the pleasure of meeting you in person. And you're not only just beautiful on the outside, but beautiful on the inside as well. And your energy is amazing. Just being in Carmel's presence, you feel how she is so connected and embodies Isis. Like, the energy is incredible. I'm just really excited about this show. There's so many things I would like to cover. I have a feeling we're probably going to have to do a few more shows on Isis after this one. But for the audience, can you touch on a little bit about how you're working with Isis and how it's so important for people to know her, especially in this time?
Certainly. I think it's a really good idea to look at how it all happened. And I began studying, as you mentioned, the esoteric disciplines at a very young age. And by that, I had to put myself into an academic or a mindset by going to university and studying psychology and philosophy. I was looking for a spiritual way of being human without quite knowing what even that was. I think the catalyst truly for Isis was when I did a channeling course. I ran a channeling course way back in the early 90s. And a woman in the channeling course said, "I can see Isis. I can see Isis. You are Isis." Coincidentally, I was devouring and have always been a great lover of Dionne Fortune's work, Moon Magic, and also The Sea Priestess. And those books seem to me to be the only books that I could ever read to give me the feeling of how a priestess, a high priestess, could embody the ancient high magical tradition of the Atlanteans through many, many different cultures and belief systems. That was the catalyst for actually allowing Isis to be embodied through me. My journey has been an extremely challenging one to hold my intent and truth for the divine feminine in an environment that has not really understood the nature of the mother. Today, we're celebrating Isis as a return of the Divine Mother. And to this I owe Andrew Harvey a great debt, because his books were the catalyst for the philosophy that I began 13 years ago. And the words Divine Feminine resonated so deeply, and then researched Andrew's incredible body of work. So I had two very good vibrational energies working through me with these amazing beings like Dionne Fortune, who is till today my energetic teacher. I am indebted to our great mother Isis, and it was a great honor when she gifted me with her holy presence and asked me to sit at my desk every morning and channel a book for her after I took the eighth a trip to Egypt, and it was delivered back to Isis in her holy home, in the Isle of Philae, her sacred holy home, on the Nile in 2010, for her to give the nod so I could publish it, as well as the other teaching books that I had been channeling and am channeling through the Goddess of All Light. So Isis is for not any other woman or man than a woman or man who needs to feel mothered. We all need to be mothered, and we all need to trust in the source of self-nurturing. And Isis will make sure that we are nurturing ourselves. She is the great mother. And we must never, ever forget that by letting her assist us and letting her essence, which is the essence of all love, you will find Isis just being a magical being. And count up your Isis miracles every day. To know that Isis is with you is an honor and a privilege. And to count your miracles, and you say, "Isis, help me with this. Help me with this family problem. Help me with this emotional problem. Help me with this," whatever the problem is, write down the problem and let Isis weave her webs around that problem so that it's dealt with, and she will express that to you. However, there's one big catch, and that is your surrender to her. And when we find the challenge of surrender, we find ourselves in the space of the void, of not knowing what's going to happen. That probably is the biggest challenge in being human. Surrendering to the forces that assist you. The forces are there. Isis embodies the sacred elements. She embodies the quarters. She is the great magician. Isis is the magician of the mysteries of the feminine. And it's so beautiful to feel her embodied through her sacred elements. And often she'll begin to talk through your breath. She'll begin to make you aware that when you begin to breathe in deeply, powerfully, and lovingly, she'll just catch you through your breath, as she may even be doing to you now as you're listening. And then suddenly there'll be a shift. The wind will rustle. There'll be an extra warmth in the sun. There'll be a feeling of magnetic connection to the earth. And you'll feel this sense of inner knowing that the elements are assisting you in your journey. And if you can let that flow happen by being connected to a nature and the forces of nature, you will get Isis.
That's beautiful. I could listen to you for hours, Carmel. I'm sure that's why you have such a huge following of students around the world. And, you know, you've written 8 books, and the yes. one I just love is The Alchemies of Isis, the Magician. I love this book.
I love this book, too. It's exponentially very, very powerful. You only have to place your hand on the front cover, and you'll get... a buzz. You'll feel the vibration. Why does Isis resonate with humans? Because she is a mother. She's a mother to all her children. She provides food. She provides love. She provides balanced, heart-centered mating, partner energy. She gives every single human on this planet the gift. And our dedication together today, Christina, is our dedication to her. She's amazing in allowing the sexual energy to come through, and not just the sexual energy for having a baby or for whatever, to have sex for recreational pleasure. She brings the sexual energy right up into the heart, and she brings passion into any relationship, brings the passion into new relationships. But what I love her for is her hormonal function qualities, because she will get our tissue cells and our little hormones, our hormones balanced. She protects your hormones. Who doesn't need a protector of our hormones in a world that really challenges all humans to have to be so many different things to different people? And a full body workout with Isis, where she tops up your hormonal function. And for those of the lovely listeners who may not know, it's the endocrine system of the body, the hormonal function, the glands, the ovaries, the testes, the adrenals, and all the glands. But the biggest gland is the heart, as you know from my book, Awakening the Intelligent Heart. And that is the biggest hormonal pumping station in our body. And Isis works overtime, let me tell you. She works overtime on the heart center. She's ripping out all old diseased pain patterns. You will begin when Isis comes into your life to feel actually your heart, something happens in your heart. You feel like there's a tension or a pressure. And I've had students who've said, I thought I'd have to go to hospital. I thought I was having a heart attack. And of course, it's when the energy comes into the heart, it's tearing apart all the old brambles of self-abuse, of pain, of loss, of grief. I'm an amazing goddess for grief. When your family, or there's someone passing, or when there's a new baby coming in, she's the midwife. So if you're looking at helping a mother in birth and labor, put Isis to the work. She's the one who can get it happening, and she won't have you having epidurals or seizures unless you absolutely have to. And she's so beautiful for the male sexual function, for our men who need to have a little buzz of Isis ray to help that libido along from time to time. She'll get that moving and bring that energy right through, and suddenly you're both really purring and feeling so happy.
Well, I guess that's really good, because a lot of people are very stressed out right now with the economy and the world events and GMO food and all these things that, you know, have been you know what it is? It's the return of the divine feminine so much, Carmel, because, you know, Earth is a feminine planet, but it's been male dominated, and the men who are rising up that are the divine masculine saying, this isn't right, this old male way of doing things, they want change too.
All humans are being affected hugely by the model our cultures are being run on. As equally women are affected hugely, so are men. And men are calling to women to help them to get kickstart their divine masculine, because it comes from a woman. And when she says, honey, this ain't working, I don't want to feed my kids GMO food, I just am over it, the call comes through the feminine principle. And once a man feels that call in his woman, he will act upon it. A good man always acts upon the call of the divine mother through any woman who wants to support, protect herself and her family. Our men are being denied that powerful, innate ability to protect and support women, children, and make sure that those beautiful things are needed, and it's part of their function. It's part of the masculine function. Isis embodies all love. She loves her husband Osiris. She has gone and found 14 bits of his lost body when Set, the great avenger, tore his body to pieces. Isis is the mother of love, and she reassembles love time and time again. It doesn't matter how many times a man and a woman break down in love or lose each other in losses. Isis knows how to come back in, and she'll find that man of yours again and put him back to bed, together and to bed, if he's a good man. If he's not a good man, she won't be wasting her time on him. She'll make sure that that woman of hers has a good man to look after her. And for women who are single or who are not in relationships or are in other gay relationships, it's an amazing thing to think that you don't have to be in a relationship with a partner to have the gift of Isis in a relationship, because men will come to that woman for all sorts of things, to support her if the car breaks down, to help do jobs for her. It's amazingly miraculous how Isis brings divine men to women who need help when they embody her and surrender to her. So in terms of what she can do, she's very flexible to make sure that at any point in your life, if you need a little bit of space, she'll provide space for your mate to go and do other things so you can nurture yourself. And in the ancient Egyptian mystery tradition, I teach ancient Egyptian magic. And the mystery tradition was for women to go and have a family life, but then to go into the temple for one period during a year for work in ceremony, in temple life, as the embodiment of high priestesses. And husbands and kids were looked after by everyone in the community, while the mother, the Isis, the devotee, the high priestess, would go to that temple for a period of time every year. So Isis doesn't separate us from normal relationships, from married life, from responsibilities to our elderly parents, to our community, to our pets, to our environment. She's part of making it right at every level. And we are very excited to produce her frequency today in a form that allows your beautiful listeners to really say, I received something that I didn't receive before this this journey on the radio show today began. I felt something come into me. I feel I've got more hope, because that's another thing Isis brings. She brings hope just when you think, oh my goodness, I can't bear this for another second. She suddenly brings hope to you that you can heal lost relationships, heal lost wounds. We are living in times of anxiety, mass anxiety, uncertainty, and turbulence. What she does, she lets that love come back into you. And when I've been in Egypt to so many high energy inner sanctums in the ancient Egyptian temples and felt Isis in every one of them, in any form, she's there. You will feel these energies pour into you now, because she brings the divine feminine back to where it needs to be. When I was talking about drawing love to yourself, I was feeling that it's very important for humans and for us all right now to feel the energy of love coming into ourselves through receiving. Isis teaches us how to receive and not keep giving, as women do primarily, in order to receive. In other words, women are encoded through our culture, through our definition of ourselves, to give to others and then get what's left over. Look at how a mother prepares a meal. She often doesn't sit down first and eat the food. Oh, I'm having my dinner first. You just all wait. No, she waits and she feeds the family. She feeds the guests. She makes sure the husband's okay. Then she sits down. Now, for her to lovingly do that for her family and her community, she needs to top herself up at some point. All Isis is saying is, top yourselves up, sisters, or you will find hormonal function going skywards. You'll be coming depressed and anxious, and no one wants that.
So. I love that. I love that message. You know, we have a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your Egyptian tours and getting to know Isis and any other information she wants the audience to hear. So you guys, make sure to stay tuned. We have a very special show for you and our guest, Carmel Glenane. Her website is carmelglenane.com, and we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we have such a special show, and we're talking about Isis and how we can get to know her and work with her in our daily lives. And Carmel, you were talking about, you know, all the ways that we can connect with Isis. And in your book, the one you have many books, but the one that I'm referring to today is The Alchemies of Isis, the Magician. And I know you can get that in ebook on Amazon. So if anyone wants to get that book, I highly recommend it. You talk about connecting with her in many different ways, and I love that you have different rituals and different exercises people can do. The first thing I said to Carmel after reading her book was, I feel like you put some of your mystery school right in the book, and that's so refreshing today to have so much information in the book.
The book is an information source. The biggest challenge in writing a book like this is that you've got to be really, really, really lined up for Isis to come in, because you've got to sit in silence for quite some time, let the energy move through you. And she gave me little chunks every day to write. So in other words, she said, Don't have them digest too much of sacred writing at once, because what it does, it recodes the cellular membrane to activate your MIT DNA, mitochondrial DNA, the feminine DNA. So when you read, say, a section which might have the law of universality or Isis, your heart of hearts, you read that little section, it's about 300 words, and every single word is placed in a way that in actual fact activates the cellular memory for remembering. The biggest challenge is that we don't remember, that we're like little kittens, our little kitten eyes are closed and they open up for 10 seconds and bingo, we got a little bit of illumination and then the little kitten eyes close down again. Isis understands that we are little kittens and our little kitten eyes close and open, and we can get a little flash and then our little kitten eyes close down again. It's one way of feeling how sacred writing is transmitted. I purposely kept bibliographies out because I wanted it not to be a reference book, a book where we've got this reference, we've got this bibliography, yet honoring all our wonderful great teachers, both not only on the planet but in their divine form. And in many ways, they all come through Isis anyway. I know we're very, very, very excited to be able to know that Isis is a global phenomena because she creates through the mysteries of sexual magic. She creates through her embodied writings. And when we get a direct link with her, there's something, you know you're on something. You know you feel peaceful when a book uplifts you, and you know you've got something out of it that makes you feel a little bit better to get on to make that phone call, see that sick friend, deal with that domestic issue, deal with the taxation department, whatever. You just have that little bit of extra energy because she teaches you the gift of surrender to the forces that are assisting. And yes, I've got, the book is full of really simple exercises. The greatest thing you can do when you look at the book is simply pick up a passage under the direction of Isis and imagine you're a little girl or boy in bed and you're all tucked in and Mother Isis is reading you a magical little story. Just as parents, we all read a little pretty stories, little myths and stories to keep our children calm and happy and in a beautiful space before they go to sleep. Let yourself give yourself a little bedtime story from Auntie Isis so she can give you your little bedtime story. And in the morning, before you start your big day of life, let her give you another little story. And it may only be a word or a sentence or just an affirmation in the morning because there's always so much going on. But at the end of the day, I like to encourage people to sit back and lie down and get into bed if it's possible, or have a quiet space where they can read a simple passage. That simple passage will encode the cellular memory to accept new frequencies and to really bypass the double helix DNA, slip into the next DNA called the feminine DNA, of which 40% of our heart is, heaven's sake, 40% of our heart is mitochondrial DNA. Why we're not using this amazing resource to tap into for longevity, for perfect health, for the force being with us, I don't know. Only because we haven't been told. And only because we need to now allow the mystery of our great mother to enfold us and to say, I'm reading you a little bit of this so that you can get connected to your feminine self-nurturing. Essentially, Isis teaches you self-nurturing. That means being still. And if someone is in trouble, they're having a moment, the things are not going right in their life, we've got all the problems with our economy. Sit down, get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and read one passage of Isis. And it takes you out of your mind-based reality. It shifts the energy dynamics to a nature-based view of reality where our world is self-sustaining and gives you back to the gift of what you are as a human, your earth. Isis teaches us how to earth ourselves. She is the mother of earth, and she wants you to nail yourself down into the core of Mother Earth. And the biggest challenge in a lot of spirituality today is that the information is not being earthed. And when we don't earth, we're not giving ourselves a chance to really internalize and feel connected with it. And we then not live in the now. An earthed person lives in the now. She or he concentrates on that moment, on that exquisite moment, and she closes whatever has to be done, and she then goes back into the next space. Isis teaches us how to be calm, that our endocrine function is balanced, that all our hormones are pumping the correct amount of elixir of life to keep us glowing, to keep us youthful, to keep us buzzy and sexy, so that we can have balanced, heart-centered relationships, not with our beautiful husbands or significant others or lovers, but also with the shopkeepers, with the man at the gas station, with the servo, whatever it is. We just have that balance going on, and we're giving out that gorgeous energy. It's flowing back. Isis does teach us very simple rules, and that is to help ourselves to be embracing our heart. She reminds us all the time, have you embraced your heart? Have you just allowed the sweet spirit of your heart to be your guide? So she's always reminding you to embrace your heart, because your heart knows truth. And the real you is in there. Let her out. She is under so many woolly blankets. Let her out. And like children, she teaches us to be childlike again, because our children are our greatest teachers. They've got this moment, it's all happening, they're innocent, they trust the mother, they trust the principle of life. Yet when we go through life and the responsibilities and the challenges and everything is happening, we forget that we can be childlike too. And in taking groups to Egypt, I am just enthralled by the incredible shift in patterns between women and men that have just completely dissolved. I've given divine marriage ceremonies in Isis's holy home.
Wow. We have. Yes, that's amazing.
And the guards all dropped their guns and clapped and danced with us. It's unheard of. And the bride who'd been married once before, the groom had been married once before, they got their original wedding. This was their second marriage. They'd got their marriage clothes for the original wedding when they married each other, squeezed into them. He wore a galabeah. She had the original bridal dress. Oh, you should have seen it. It was a sight like no other. And I gave them a commitment ceremony under her guidance and under the guidance of the great mother. And to this day, they're still together, happily bringing up foster children. Their own children have grown up, and that magical love that they had together at that time was a source of great love for them, and they felt that. I have gone to the temple where I have seen patterns of self-abuse, suicides of husbands. I have seen children who've died before their time, mothers weeping and suddenly finding they're throwing their old antidepressant pills in the Nile because they feel so good. Don't recommend that. We wait till you get home to your doctors for all that. But it's the feeling of knowing that you've got hope again. And every single group that I've ever taken to Egypt, the waters of the Nile, the waters of the new life, restore hope. And our children need to have us as embodiments of mother's energy to keep them safe, and also to know that we have the strength to be able to give them what they need to be very, very, very strong in a very challenging world. And we must always remember the most profound experiences in our lives come through surrender in a holy and sacred place. And it's just been humbling and incredibly exciting to see over so many years going to Egypt, the transformation in not only Isis's divine holy home, but in all the temples because of the incredible high energy that can only be experienced. However, the books tell the story, the books reveal these stories, and whilst we don't have the resources or the inclination to travel to places like Egypt, we have the books, we have the teachers, and more importantly, we have Isis herself, and we're always in the home of the mother, the goddess, and the divine feminine.
Well, that's what I love about you, Carmel, is that I did see your brochure. My husband and I, where we put it on our bucket list. We're going with you to Egypt. I know you have one coming up in spring. Or when is that? When's your next trip?
I have one coming up in November, mid-November. I'm going to be in Isis's holy home. And I'm going to be getting a beautiful group for an hour of private meditation in Isis' holy home on the full moon. And it truly is a miracle to have the sacred month of November to be able to have our divine Isis with us. It's a Scorpio Taurus sun and moon, and I love going in November. I go many times, but November is a sacred time, and you've got the beautiful Scorpio sun, and you've got the glorious magical Taurus moon. So Isis is with us, and not only that, we are bringing our beautiful crystal tone sound bowls, and we'll be calling Isis and summoning all her holy sun, her wonderful son Horus. We've got to visit her son. He'll have a hissy fit if we don't visit him. And of course, he's in his magnificent temple in Edfu. And she always wants us to visit her husband in Abydos, in his own incredible, incredible temple, as well as her sister Sekhmet at Karnak. And throughout Egypt, we have to visit the Hathor, is it Dendara? The wives of Horus. So look, it's a really big family gathering, and if you visit one, well, they all get a bit upset if you don't visit them all, and it's like going on a long holiday and you saw one relation but you didn't see the other relations. So I get as much in as I can and make sure all the relations are seen, that every one of the families are visited, and that we give offerings. In going to Egypt and going for so long, I go in direct relationship to the deities. I am not here to teach amazing Egyptology. We have people who can do that. On our tour, there's a professional guide who does that. However, my job is to get you to be in a space where through the offerings and through the rituals, you become the Egyptian magicians that you are meant to know yourself to be. And through the rituals, through the enactment of ritual, the deities in the temples come alive. In actual fact, they actually begin to form. They form. And as they begin to form, you are feeling the vibration. And this is where people break down, because the shock of an amazing deity forming in an exquisite inner sanctum can be so overwhelming that there's this incredible shock of disbelief. And of course, that support is always given. However, it is a magical thing to see the wounding of our souls and to see those woundings being healed. And I have had many breakdowns myself in Isis's holy home, first trip. After a personal family tragedy, I took a group to Egypt because my heart was broken in 1 million pieces. And I remember going to her home and just collapsing and just thinking, what in the hell am I doing this for? What's wrong with me? And, you know, I was just weeping because Isis, I'd come home to her. And the healing that took place was instantaneous. And it just released so much in her holy waters. Throughout throughout my journeys, not only to Egypt, but to many countries, these extraordinary things happen. And we would love you, your gorgeous guests, to join us on the tour. We'd also wait in love for you and your gorgeous man to come with us on a sacred journey in the future, my darling. I've taken mums with on one of my trips to 2011. There was a mother whose part husband, things weren't going so good between them. She just had the third child. She was nursing him. He was 3 months old. She said, "Honey, I'm taking this this tour with Carmel. You just take those kids of mine." And you know what? He was a good man. He took three kids up to Bali and got them looked after by a beautiful Balinese, lovely ladies to help him with them. While mom, who was exhausted mentally, physically, and emotionally, came home to Egypt. She had many huge issues with her little children's health in terms of their own their impending health outcomes, and those health outcomes. She is a mother. You were. Autisms, and they had to be dealt with before diagnoses were given. She's since gone on to have another little boy, her fourth child, and now is having her fifth baby. This mama got into Egypt and changed her life and changed many DNA patterns of not receiving. To see these stories with women and men is phenomenal. I've taken a student of mine to Egypt, and I've known him for many years. He could never find love. He was punishing himself with so many women, just couldn't get it. He now is in the most divine marriage, beautiful marriage, with his gorgeous Chilean wife, and he called up to see me from another part of our country, and with two of the most divine little girls, and he attributes this big shift to the trip in 2004, where he became totally lost in Isis's magic and in the magic of the Sphinx, in the incredible downloads through all the temples and tombs. But I think one of the amazing things is that when we go on a sacred journey from our hearts, we make lifelong friends. And as life moves on, things happen. For example, one of my students died of cancer, and the friend she made on the tour became that friend with her right up to the last moment. And whilst death is a part of life, we were able to actually use an Egyptian ritual, the Egyptian ritual of the ancient, one of the spells in the ancient Book of the Dead, the Last Judgment, as she was passing, to help her move into the new realm that she was going into. No one can possibly imagine how friendships are made and how they form in these holy places. And it's not just about the teacher taking the tour and embodying the deities. It's about the students who are your teachers. I merely facilitate journeys. I don't take them or instruct. My job is to facilitate your own ability to be the oracle and the embodiment of any of the deities, and to go into the Pyramid of Giza, to go into the Sacred King's Chamber, is indeed one of life's great extraordinary mysteries. And we never put a judgment on any aspect of a current culture who's doing its own internal political structure. We are separate from that. We are downloading energy on earth. We are here in sacred communion to our divine ones so that we can earth these extraordinary energies on earth. And many of the ceremonies, the rituals and activations are about your relationship with yourself in what you can bring through. It's your relationship with your heart that grows on any journey. So we do hope that at any time this incredible vibration can shift into your heart and you can feel that energy pumping through your body, the energy of the Nile, the sacred waters. Isis is everywhere. She's in any body of water, any water, whether it be still or flowing, oceans or rivers, ponds or streams, waterfalls. She is everywhere. And she will come alive. And as you open up the pages of the book, you open up the pages to her message. And she'll reveal to you what you need that day.
Well, I'll tell you what I love about the tours you take. And There's so many people going through spiritual awakenings, and they feel disenfranchised with their family, like they've outgrown them, or they're just not getting along, or their family doesn't understand the awakening they're going through, or as their awareness grows and their consciousness expands, they don't get along with the friends they normally would travel with, and so they can go. People can go alone with the group and not be alone and take a trip of a lifetime, and it's not just seeing the beauty and the magnificence and learning the cultural side, but you do the spiritual side as well, and it's a very special thing you're doing, Carmel, for humanity.
Yeah. Thank you, and Christina, the most important thing is that there are many aspects of Egypt at so many levels, and there are people who go on archaeological tours, or they're looking for pots, or they're looking for textiles, or different forms of Egyptian architecture. I try not to get terribly involved in that, because you can see it all anyway, and it's all amazing people who can help you on the tour for that. My job is to step into the vibration of yourself and your power, where you look at that relief wall, when you look at that body of magical drawing and that energy that's taken generations of people to build, you become empowered. And the friendships made, if relationships are not going so well, and this lady I just mentioned, she was about to go to the divorce court. She came back with renewed passion for her husband and what had happened in their life. She then came back to have the strength to have more babies, knowing that the others had diagnoses of autism. You know, what strength. And every single woman and man I take on these journeys, husbands go with wives. On my last trip, a woman said, one of my students, I'm going with Carmel to Egypt. And he said, well, I suppose I'll have to go along. And, I'll be in the pub. I'll be in the bar. I won't be getting involved in any of that stuff, you know. And I said, that's okay, Vern. Come along with your beautiful wife. Do you know, on that trip, he read out from one of my books, from one of the passages, he read out a chapter from The Immortal Woman in front of Isis's holy home on a sparkling morning, overlooking the Nile with tears in his eyes. Honey, his little lips didn't touch any liquor the whole time. He was just so busy getting connected to the group. There are pictures of him. He's smiling from ear to ear. He is in love with his woman. He is in love with the Nile, and he's in love with life. And, well, he had a few jars. I'm quite sure he had a few grog somewhere on the line. But the point was, he wasn't disconnected. And if you have a partner who's, oh, I don't really want to be doing that, you know, there's that stuff they go on with, I just say it's okay. Just enjoy the nature, really. Just enjoy the nature. Get out of your mind. Get into your heart. And I do encourage people to go as couples. I encourage people to go singly. I encourage people to do what they want to do. I've taken people on canes, you know. There's sometimes some people need to have that trip before their last trip home, and they know they want to get to Egypt as a pilgrimage. And, you know, we give all our lives, and sometimes we get to those years in life where we say, I really need to do one trip for myself. And we've got a lady coming on the tour at the moment, and her husband's 76, and he wants her to go to Egypt so badly because he knows he just needs to let her experience something. She's been a nurse for 40 years, a nurse educator. We've also got a woman coming on the trip who's lived in Arnhem Land. This is the Northern Territory of Australia. And she teaches Aboriginal women how to give birth naturally in, you know, in very challenging circumstances. So we get renewed from all sorts of people, all types of people, all walks of life. You've got, I celebrated one group with a 21-year-old girl having a 21st, and dad brought her along. And mother came along with her daughter, so that her daughter was 21, and mum and she came on a sacred journey. I've had kids celebrate their 21st birthday parties there. And that's, I'm open to it all. It's not a limitation being a certain sort of group or what can happen. I love to let Isis decide the guest list, and people decide when they're ready to. And it's, Isis is part of a magical family of Egypt. You're going home to your magical family. And the Egyptian people are extremely politically sensitive to the tourist situation, and they're so loving and friendly. They just want to see tourists, and they are very happy people. And they're wanting to make their tourists happy because that's their lifeblood. Tourism in Egypt, when it goes, there's no other income primarily. It's all based on tourism. So they're welcoming you with open arms, and they'll always say, welcome home, welcome home. And why it may be a little bit of a commercial jingo, it's a fun thing to experience too. But mostly, my job is to protect the emergence of the intelligent heart in these countries, to make sure that you are online with yourself, and if you need to get to have some medicines, if your little tummy's wobbling, we make sure that everything is perfect for you at the physical so that you can enjoy the holiday. That's my job, to mother you so that you can enjoy the holiday and make sure my team can look after you as children of the Great Mother.
So we only have a few minutes left, and I have a feeling we're going to have more shows on Isis because it's so special.
For us, we've got Osiris, we've got the High Priestesses to talk about.
Yeah,
we've got love to talk about, and that is an amazing subject and one I love so much to talk about.
Well, okay, so before we go, I wanted to find out, does Isis have any special message? I know the whole show has been a message for the audience, but if there's any last things that she wanted to get out in the last couple minutes that we
certainly
have.
I would love to give her a personal message to you, Christina. And my message through her to you is, within the depths of your soul, you know the energy of your newly emerging self. Because Isis now for you, Christina, is bringing a new sense of ownership of yourself as a separate individual. And I know you to be a woman, and even though I've only met you once, but I've energetically met you many times, you give so unreservedly and lovingly to everyone that separate ownership of yourself through Isis will create that glowing magic that you will be able to really receive, so you can give out more and more to all your gorgeous family and community. And for our divine audience here who've been part of our journey, to you all today, because I'm connecting to your group heart. When I do rituals and energy work, when I take people on groups and facilitate them, I always connect to the higher self and heart of the group, and I always connect to the group heart. So I'm doing that for the beautiful group who are part of the radio show today. And here you go. Embrace your hearts. When you truly come to terms with love of the self, you'll begin to merge with everything, and every living thing will hear your call to love. Allowing this love to unite with you brings you to a space of knowing and oneness with all there is. So here's your affirmation, friends. I allow the sweet spirit of my heart to be my guide. Heart, I love you all. And earth this new energy to Mother Earth, and go down and kiss her holy toes, because she is the mother we all depend on for life. And Christina, much gratitude to you for your incredible support of my journey since meeting you at INATS in Denver, the trade show, retailers trade show last month. It was truly an inspirational moment, and I am so grateful to you and your wonderful, wonderful husband and beautiful team. Thank you from the bottom sides and top of my heart. Hada, I love you.
Thank you so much, Carmel. This has been such a treat, and I know the audience is going to want to connect with you, so I'm going to tell them again, CarmelGlenane.com. If you ever have trouble, contact me through the radio show website, and I'll connect you with her. But she is also founder of the Atlantis Rising Mystery School in Australia. And Carmel, this has been just such a beautiful show. Thank you so much for being with us today. And of course, the Great Mother Isis, thank you for being with us and the beautiful messages and the healing energy that this show is going to bring to all the listeners. And so,
and it's doing that right now because it's coming through your heart, your beautiful awakened heart, Christina. You've put it together, and it is to you we owe our gratitude. Much love and peace to you and all your wonderful audience.
Thank you so much. And to all of you listening, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this sacred show as much as I have. And have a beautiful week and a loving, open heart and love to you all. And thank you again. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.